Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports, medicine, fitness, and wellness. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, UK Health Radio, Populate Electronic Medical Records, specializing in podiatry. New addition, Bill Crawford, Basic Training MedX in Scottsdale, Arizona. We've got a great doubleheader, Becky Rink. She's an author, a lifestyle coach. She's an autoimmune expert. She's joining me along with Vic Sonny Stancarone. He's a professional piano player, educator for music, yoga, and wellness. Then it's the Sports Doctors In with some Dr. Bob wisdom, your emails. Becky Rink, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hello. Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity today.
Becky, give us some background on yourself and what you're involved with.
Let me start at the beginning here. When I was 30, I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease. About 1-2 years after that, my daughter, who was about 5 years old, was diagnosed with asthma. And then about another year or so after that, my husband was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. And I kind of stomped my foot at that point and said, what the hell is happening? And so to my family here, I had no prior knowledge or, I guess, any indications from anybody.
Of course, those are samples of autoimmune ailments. Again, the diabetes, the asthma, the all sorts of Crohn's, which is a gastrointestinal problem, all are examples of this big topic, athletes or not athletes, which is the whole world of these autoimmune diseases. I guess this is what caused you to stomp your foot.
I did. Yeah, it was. And, you know, I had no previous experience with this with any of my family. And it just came kind of out of the left side. And I was like, I don't know what's going on here. And, you know, the doctors at the time, you know, as caring and loving as they may seem, it's like, well, I don't know. And of course, that's the first thing you ask is, well, what caused this? And you get these I don't know answers. And, you know, this is just normal. And it wasn't normal. And I couldn't accept that. And so I kind of went on a mission at that point and tried to figure out some causes, especially with my daughter. You know, we have a little 5-year-old that's having problems with asthma. It's really heartbreaking. And so we found it was, you know, some basic root causes. And my lifestyle changed when I decided to kind of take the bull by the horns and say, well, what was causing this? You know, what's the problem here? And come to find out, it's very easy, everyday things, you know, over
this
the years.
There's no doubt about it. There's medical conditions that have all sorts of valid medical reasons. At the same time, things like fibromyalgia, women were told by doctors it's all in your head for 100 years. So there really was a tremendous interest then, which is one of the reasons why on the Sports Doctor, Becky, we pay for decades, they pay big attention to holistic, natural, functional situations, again, in sports or not, where we're really paying big attention to that lifestyle is such a big deal, and that could be the physical and mental side.
Absolutely.
Which is why we talk so much about what we call on the Sports Doctor, the new medicine, which is eat smarter, number one, keep moving, number two, and reduce stress as best you can. So what area that did you get into that you were paying so much attention to writing about it, interacting with different groups, you know, where we have mental experts, physical experts, all talking about helping people deal with this and be educated about what you're talking about?
Well, you know, after so many years, and about 10 years ago, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And that kind of really threw me back, because here I had kind of managed, controlled a lot of my disease, especially the Crohn's disease, with lifestyle and doing things different, eating better, and, you know, not stressing my body in any way, shape, or form. And all of a sudden, I had another autoimmune disease, cancer. And so I had to reevaluate. I looked back and I said, what's going on here? And I found it was some emotional issues, a new relationship, and being a grandma for the first time. And also what crept back into my cupboards. You know, you start feeling better, and then you kind of
backfight. Well, the mental side, you know, the mental side, I call it the mental game on the sports, Dr. Becky. Again, whether we're talking mm-hmm. about the best athletes in the world, their parents, coaches, youth sports, the mental game is a very, very big deal, whether it's people fighting chronic pain or people realizing what a connection this is with all aspects of health. And it's great to see there's been a lot more attention to this. Again, whether we're talking about the top areas of sports medicine or we're talking about health and wellness, children and adults, this whole mental side that has... you know, people learning to try to reduce stress, maybe include meditation. What are some of the big things that you have found are helpful in dealing with these autoimmune situations?
You know, the first thing is to actually make a decision to take responsibility for your own health. I
big
think
point.
That's first and foremost. I think we become, just by default, we become a victim of our disease. You know, you go to the doctor and says, you ask him why you're not feeling very good, or this, you have this problem or this pain. And so they diagnose you with something, and all of a sudden you're a victim, you know. And that's the biggest thing that I found in working with people, is to make a decision to take, you can take responsibility.
Especially in our culture, you can't watch television for 5 minutes without hearing 19 drug commercials. And if you're not listening to a drug commercial, you have a diet commercial. So again,
exactly. You're
so
never
the
good
idea,
enough.
Taking responsibility.
Yeah, you're never good enough. And, you know, when you find your purpose, you know, the next piece is to find your purpose. Find your why. Why do you want to be healthy? You know, why? What gets you out of bed in the morning? What gives you that drive to not be sick? You know, I didn't like being sick, and that was part of my drive. It was like, no, I'm not going to fall for this.
You're not going to ignore smart, rational medicine. You just use it exclusively. I think that's a big point for a lot of people really to learn, which is nobody's saying it's A or B. You know, they used to say it was the idea of alternative medicine, quote unquote. For decades, we hear that term, which was mm-hmm. either or. And then someone said, hey, let's make it complementary, you know, so that there's some cooperation here. I know you've written books on the subject, and what's a good website people could find out about you and your work?
You know, it's just my name, Rebecca Reinck, RebeccaReinck.com.
And what was the what's the title of one of your books?
The first one I wrote was exclusively on Crohn's disease, and it was how to manage Crohn's with lifestyle. The second one that I have coming out, and it should be out early this spring time, is called Healing Habits, and it's how to help
great
your
title.
Body
that's a great,
heal
itself. That's a great title.
Yeah, how to help your body heal itself. And that's kind of where, you know, over the years, I just kind of stumbled into what I did to be healthy and how to keep my disease at bay and how to live a vital life. And these habits that I came up with, it's really just things that I did. And it's things that everybody does every day. It's just a matter of perspective.
Are you
helping your body, or you're hurting yourself?
Do you interact with, again, the medical world, the psychology world, any of those areas, the social worker world?
I do.
Sharing your work?
I do. And I have several psychologists that are on board. My daughter has a quote-unquote alternative medicine, but alternative healing spa that she uses a lot of the techniques with. And it's, like I said, go back to taking care of yourself. It's a responsibility of taking care of yourself. See what fits. Listen to your body. Listen to what would help. You know, it's just really
when is your new book coming out?
Not eating a hamburger. Pardon me?
When's the Healing Habits book coming out?
It should be out by March. Yeah.
Okay. So give us some bullet points. Again, Healing Habits is a great title. Again, we're talking about people taking responsibility for their own health. And what are some of the bullet points that you're really paying attention to in Healing Habits?
In the Healing Habits, first and foremost, if you didn't do anything else, you really need to detox your body. I think our bodies are just so full of toxins that our autoimmune systems are so inflamed that they just don't know how to work anymore, you know, honestly. And that becomes a physical piece, a mental piece. Detox yourself with relationships that aren't positive, the stresses of everyday life, the things like that. And then also the physical things, you know, the different chemicals that we're constantly bombarding
Do you pay big attention also to the role of exercise? You know, again, to me, that's that number two new health, which is to keep moving. Whether you're yoga, whether you're at the gym, whether you're walker, jogger, but you should be active.
One of my major points is, you know, right after the nutrition piece, the detox piece is moving. You've got to keep moving. Yeah, it's so important to keep the body just in its energetic prime, you know, optimally kind of.
And, you know, there's not a bigger topic. The two giant topics today, one's mental health. The other one is losing weight with 5,000 different injections and whatever. You know, I've spent 30 years on the sports doctor specializing in discussions about childhood obesity and what all of this was involved with. So, again, this nutrition side is such a big deal as part of any of that, isn't it?
It is. It is. And, you know, not all foods are good, not all foods are bad. You know, one of the things
that's
Crohn's
a great
disease,
point, true, yes.
That was one of the very few, you know, advice pieces that I got from the doctor was just don't eat this or don't eat that. Well, that just went out the window because...
What do you,
you know,
like to de-stress? Are you a meditation? I mean, I've always been a meditation advocate. The idea of reducing stress, visualization, my young figure skaters, 30 years ago, they were already specializing. So in the mental side of things, again, what are some of the things that you've had success with on the mental side?
Oh, definitely getting out in nature. The forest bathing that I'm so excited is becoming a thing. Just being outside. We used to go camping every weekend.
What was that you mentioned? What was the second point after you said get outside?
Get outside. They call it forest bathing. That's kind of a new technique that's coming out as a buzzword, but it's really taking a hike outside.
Right. Well, it happens to be a great, it makes so much sense, but that's a great, again, title, the forest bathing. Again, the idea reminds you of the movie, The Pretty Woman, where he finally takes his shoes off and walks in the grass. You know,
exactly. Get your feet on the ground. Get your feet on the ground.
Yes.
I do some meditation. I do a lot of energy work, therapeutic massage, things like that to keep the energy moving.
Gut health.
The biggest thing I make is outside. Yeah.
Yes. What you dealt with initially, Crohn's disease, which is so common, the gastrointestinal, the gut health, which, knock on wood, has really been discussed a lot over the past decade or so. It used to be taboo. Mm-hmm. No one wanted to talk about it. And all of these gut health issues. And again, going back to our diet, like you mentioned, all these toxins, all these additives. And again, the idea that you could take a pill for almost anything, it ends up, let alone the pandemic and social media, no wonder we're all nuts. Right?
I have to agree. I do have to agree.
So again,
medications aren't all good either,
look at it with a
perspective that what's going to be best for me, you know, what's best for me emotionally, what's best for me physically,
the first sentence you said, which I really want to highlight, where you were talking about taking responsibility for your own health, making that decision that that's what you're going to be paying attention to. is probably the sounds like such an important first hurdle. I agree with you totally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I like that you work with athletes, and athletes are kind of on the cutting edge, I believe, of some of that, because when they decide that they're going to be an Olympian or they're going to be in their best performance, they've really taken care of,
well,
take care of what goes into their bodies.
Yes, and take a look at the Simone Biles paying such mm-hmm. attention to the mental side. So did Michael Phelps. Mm-hmm. Also, again, yep. the nutritional side, where these, again, athletes, again, let alone the ones who are making millions of dollars, this is a very, very big deal. Hot, you know, performance, high performance, and the idea, again, of starting with, or, you know, the weekend warrior, all of us, you know, the 80s, the new 60, 70s, mm-hmm. the new 50. We want to pay attention to these factors. And again, taking responsibility, let alone dealing with these chronic autoimmune problems, they're such a big deal, and we're seeing these situations at younger and younger ages.
We are, and it's heartbreaking to see the amount of kids with Crohn's now, you know, high schoolers and in college age, and,
We've got your son or daughter is in three club teams, traveling teams with pressure already at 10, 11, 12, 13 years old, and it's a lot of it out there, we pay a lot of attention to that topic, then you're talking about these kinds of stresses many times that were just too much, too overscheduling, too overuse, and we start seeing an epidemic of overuse injuries, including mentally, which again might be gut health related. It also might be eating disorder related. What do you mean you didn't mm-hmm. lose the weight? You're a gymnast, you know.
Right, but hey, let's stop at McDonald's on our way to the field, you know.
Right, and if we could look at it as a treat, and if we could, with some sort of perspective of sensibility, then it's mm-hmm. okay. But we can't deal with, and we have a lot of pressure. Again, mm-hmm. where you're watching television. So, Becky, I knew the time would fly with you. Give me that connection with your name where people could find out about your books, past books, and what you got going on. Give it to me quickly.
You bet. RebeccaRenck.com, RebeccaRenck.com.
Great. Okay, hold on, Becky. Everybody, we'll be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kids. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Sports doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. I want to welcome Vic Sonny San Carone. He's a professional piano player, and he's a big-time educator in the world of music, yoga, and wellness. Vic Sonny, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hello, Dr. Bob. Thank you very much. I'm a pleasure to be here.
You know, we've paid a lot of attention to music and healing, to music and high performance. There's all sorts of brain health excitement involving music and what it means. So, Vic, give us some. Should I call you Vic or Sonny?
Sonny's good. Sonny.
Got it. Sonny, give me some background. Give us some background on you and your piano history and your interest in this yoga wellness world.
Okay. Real quick, I got into yoga to cure a bad case of childhood asthma. I got into a 20-minute routine every night that was taught to me by a chiropractor. And after suffering for 4 years, in 2 months, I was cured. I kept on doing those techniques and this breathing, stretching, relaxing techniques every night. And I went from a frail asthmatic kid to a champion baseball and track runner overnight. My father played the piano from the day I was born. I came from an extended family of musicians. So I had the music and the yoga being the two biggest influences in my life. However, after I got into the yoga, I was able to become a captain of the track team, cross-country team. I went to Adelphi on a full-tuition track scholarship. However, once I got out of Adelphi, I started these clinics and for flexibility and breathing and relaxation, and I started running them for athletic teams here in Long Island and at the New York College of Podiatric Medicine, the sports medicine clinic over there. So I was did the same thing, teaching people about the...
Oh, on Long Island? I'm from Massapequa, Sonny. Where are you at?
I started out in Garden City South, and now I'm in Sayville, and I've had music schools here, and I've had a lot of different stores.
Just make sure, here's my pearl for the week for you from the sports doc. Make sure that you're straightening those feet and ankles, my friend, and you're working balance and you're working stability. And again, the whole side of high performance in athletics, preventing injuries, you know, enhancing performance, paying big attention to the role of the foot, posture, alignment, et cetera. All these areas have a big mental side in so many different ways. Of course, there's been, you know, the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, some of these great, great, great champions were doing yoga their whole career. We were just concerned in sports medicine about overstretching many times and the improper technique. How'd you find the, I had a great drummer on a couple of times from the summit, the National Publicity Summit. We were talking about the physical side of playing the drums, how he felt it really kept him in shape. What about the world of piano playing?
The yoga helps you. My whole approach to piano playing is called the breathe, relax, flow. The breathe diaphragmatically, relax your whole body, and flow. Mindfulness method for playing piano instantly. In other words, don't force, don't strain. I was actually the injury prevention specialist at New York College of Podiatric Medicine. I was teaching the doctors my flexibility program that I was working. I was a pioneer in the flexibility area, but that came out of my yoga background. So, I was trying to get all the athletes into doing this kind of program, and but you know, there was resistance back then. That's why I didn't even call it yoga. I called it flexibility for injury prevention.
There was even reluctance to, again, the ankle is the most commonly injured area. My specialty is orthotics, whether you're a top figure skater doing quad jumps or you're a great grandma in a pickleball class. The whole idea of the role of the foot and structural integrity, I'm sure you got a lot of that feedback at the School of Podiatric Medicine. And many times, again, the strengthening side or including feet ankles was, you know, I'm worried about doing bench presses and whatever and running laps. Don't tell me about strengthening the feet and ankles unless you're injured. And this has been a big thrust that we've talked about, oh, I don't know, 40 years, give or take a few weeks, Sonny, on the Sports Doctor.
Oh, sure. No, I know what you mean. But I've evolved a piano program from the idea of, it's not, the emphasis is not on on learning to read and time signatures. The emphasis is on the flow. The emphasis is on getting into the present moment and connecting with
That's the whole world of mindfulness, which is be in the present. This is a big deal in sports medicine, whether it's the golfer trying to, you know, forget his last shot. Is there a website, Sonny, people can go to find about you and your program?
Yes, sonnyspianoyoga.com.
Sonny's, is that plural, S-O-N-N-Y-S?
Yes, S-O-N-N-Y-S, pianoyoga.com.
Okay. How has the yoga community, of course, which has been around, I don't know, 2,000 years, give or take a little bit, has the world of yoga, because, again, the combination of music, it's always been included in so many instances, yet the idea of learning to play the piano also you're making is a big deal about what you teach.
No, see, breathing is the most overlooked aspect of piano playing. It's almost never mentioned. And the whole idea of being supple, and Chopin used to tell his students, suppleness, before all else, suppleness, or the flow, or relax.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. The great late sports therapist, Bob Guida, that I spent 40 years with, give or take a few days, used to talk about in his high performance, whatever he was dealing with, John McEnroe or Walter Payton, any great athlete, he's saying, I want you to strengthen your feet like Von Kliburn's hands.
Right.
And he was talking about, I can't believe, exactly what you're talking about, the flow, the role of that whole, and he wanted the feet to be able to be paid attention to like that for these athletes. You know, Von Kliburn, right? One of the greats in the world of penis.
Absolutely. I also think that in sports, the feet are one of the most emphasized part of sports training. People don't think how important the feet are and the orthotics and all that.
Always been a big topic. Again, whether it was paying attention to, are you in the best shoe for your particular foot mechanics, regardless of your sport? Are you flat-footed? Do you have high arches? I've talked on Sports Doctor. Any chronic, persistent lower extremity problem almost always is foot-related. And we keep paying attention to the feet.
Absolutely. Leg length discrepancy.
Yes.
You see that? I think almost everybody, you look at people walking down the street, and the right leg is always shorter. And
if we probably measured 10 people, we would probably find probably 6 or 7 out of 10 at least. We could have some functional, excessive hip rotation, pelvic tilting, you know, et cetera.
Pronation.
The world of music, Sonny, and healing. Yeah. The world of music and recovery. Just recently, there have been various exciting studies about brain health and the idea of music being, you know, I think we were talking about that being such a growing area. What do you think?
They did a research study out in California, I don't know, maybe 8, 9, 10 years ago. And it was at the end of it, they saw that if you play the piano or you learn new things, as you get older, you slow down or you eliminate the brain aging. And the guy who ran that whole program, at the moment he finished it, he was a doctor, he called me up and he bought a used Steinway for me. And to practice what he preached. Because I buy and sell pre-owned pianos nationwide, worldwide. And so that was the other aspect. Because I couldn't, in the sports arena, I was too far ahead of the curve. I mean, very few people got the idea that if you do flexibility and you breathe and you relax, even with sports, very underemphasized.
Yeah, 20 years ago, it was considered voodoo. When someone would talk about the idea of the mental side, I call it the mental game on Sports Dr. Sonny, whether I'm talking to sports psychologists or mental trainers or adolescent coaches, et cetera, that what a big deal that is. And the idea decades ago was that it was, what, are you nuts? The more is better, and all these other kinds of situations that we run into.
Absolutely.
So there was a reluctance. It's really changing, though, although it's still got a long way to go, doesn't it, by including what you're talking about, this whole, the breathing, the relaxation, the mindfulness. If we're talking to the best athletes in the world, that's a big deal. Or if you're talking about the 12-year-old gymnast or figure skater where we're trying to stay out of trouble and enhance performance.
I always emphasize in whether it be sports, exercise, that it's not how hard you do it that counts. It's the matter of getting into the flow. And that it's not about pushing harder and harder, going for the burn. It's about just relaxing and getting into the flow. And I ran into problems. I used to train exercise teachers in the health clubs. And then I would go into the health clubs, and these guys, these instructors were like the Marquis de Sade. I mean, they were right, like torturing their students, and they were hurting them too. So the health clubs...
overkill is a big deal. I think we've come a long way in exactly what you're talking about, Sonny, which is the education of, the world of personal training, mixing in with the physical therapy world, with the athletic training world. But there's no doubt about it. In youth coaching, we're all aware of the overzealous craziness that was going on at the highest level of sports and gymnastics and some of these other areas. And where people were depending on, don't you understand, Dr. Weil, my daughter needs 2 Advil 3 times a day in volleyball because her knees are killing her because she's playing 12 games a week. So overkill and overuse, your levels, when you were at the college level in these other areas in these clubs, you ran into some real challenges, didn't you, Sonny?
I was the pioneer. I was the guy if people gave it a try, they felt, I feel better this way. But no, I ran into a lot of trouble. I was training the New York Health and Racquetball brought me in to teach, because I have a master's degree in exercise physiology, and I was teaching at the New York College of Podiatric Medicine. So they brought me in to try to teach their instructors,
what was the podiatric medicine school called, Sonny?
New York College of Podiatric Medicine.
I went to the Illinois College of Podiatric Medicine. I've had numerous guests coming out of
I taught there.
The
sports medicine. Right when they started the sports medicine division there, they pulled me in because I was, I was a hot shot in that arena at that time. But so the New York Health Racquetball brings me in because they started getting lawsuits because people were going for the burn. They were doing deep knee bends.
Going on in pickleball. I wrote an article in 2021 about pickleball. Medicine didn't know how to spell it. Now you have, at least in racquetball and tennis, people who were 70 playing those sports, they grew up playing it, not pickleball. I'm going to talk more about all of this with Vic Sonny Stancarone, and we will be right back.
The station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We're talking, we went down a little memory lane here with Sonny Sancarone, the professional piano player who's combined the world of music and yoga, but goes way back in the sports medicine world. We were just mentioning his involvement with the Yankees. You know, a lot of people listen to the Sports Doctor, the head physician of the Yankees. Dr. Chris Ahmad's been a frequent guest on the Sports Doctor, and ex-pitcher of the Yankees, Lou Vickery, Whitey Ford was his pitching coach, has been a guest. And Sonny, tell us a little bit about the Yankee connection with the New York School of Podiatric Medicine and you and the Yankees.
So the podiatrist recommended me to the Yankees to prevent injuries, to bring in the stretching program, because in those days, the Yankees were still doing the ballistic exercises, and they were those exercises were actually injuring people. So they wanted to bring me in. I met with Cedric Tallis and Al Rosen in the Yankees presidential office, and they hired me. They said, all right, you come in. The Yankees,
what year was that? What year was that, Sonny?
Well, when Thurman Munson, Reggie Jackson,
wow.
You know, Guidry, those guys were in there. So they said, we can't force them to do it, but, you know, you'll be in the locker room, and anybody wants to volunteer to do it, you can do it. So they're coming off the road in 2 weeks. You could be here. 2 weeks will go by. Al Rosen was left, and he went to Houston. And I call up, and I go, you guys hired me to come in. And Gene Monahan goes, whoever took over Rosen's place said, oh, no, our trainer's going to do it. I go, your trainer can't do this. He's going to hurt you guys. If he takes my, because I gave him the charts. I had a flexibility chart. I said, if he does my stretching programs using his calisthenic ballistic way of doing it, I guarantee he's going to seriously injure one of your multi-million dollar injuries. Don't say that. He said he could do it. I'm telling you, he can't do it. I'm a specialist. I've been doing it since I'm a kid. Okay. Anyway, 2 weeks later, back page of Newsday, Yankee ace pitcher Tommy John will miss three turns in the pitching rotation due to torn ligaments in his neck from doing flexibility exercises.
Right.
Did they bring me in? No.
Yeah.
So
the same Tommy John with the famous Tommy John surgery. Well, again, it's a common theme over the years and the decades that I've been involved doing the Sports Doctor, being on radio as a sports podiatrist, watching exactly many times, especially Bob Guida. Became famous dash infamous for having concerns about overstretching and overdoing it and too much,
yeah,
including the ballistic side of things.
Yeah.
And again, there's been a tremendous amount of resistance and reluctance about, you know, what worked and what didn't work. And in many instances, you know, the author of the book, Iced, you know, the the fact that ice doesn't help anything heal. It's been it's been on my show numerous times, Gary Rhino, and some of these traditions, they die very, very hard. Again, you know, including podiatry, the orthopedic surgeons were the heroes then, and many times, you know, the idea of the role of the foot became a challenge to get it included. And I know you talked about, let alone when you're talking flexibility, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's the old school dies hard. I was hired by the Olympic Committee to go up and give a clinic for the coaches, and I was talking about the importance of breathing. Because I was getting tremendous, I could go in and improve anybody's performance instantly by getting them to breathe better. A golfer, you know, anything, runners, any player.
To get the body ready, to get it focused, to get it relaxed, quote unquote. It's amazing still what you just said and how true it is. How important, I'll call it the art of performance breathing, is so important. And I guess, again, back then they thought it was voodoo.
Oh, no, but worse than that. Breathing in coordination with your movement is very important, too. They don't understand that. But what happened with the Olympic Committee, I go up and I talk about breathing. And then I got bad reviews, except from the younger guys. The younger guys come up to me the next day, the coaches, and said, I just applied your techniques. I ran the fastest 5 miles of my whole career just by doing what you told me to do. And I said, yeah, but look at all these guys gave me a bad review. He goes, that's because they were writing reviews like this. Breathe. Everybody breathes. What's he talking about? But they didn't get what I was talking about, because I was talking about diaphragmatic breathing, which improves your oxygen from the oxide exchange and also gives you more endurance. So they didn't want, and also I was a young guy, so they didn't like the young guy coming in, and they don't like new ideas. They like this, because then what that means is they were wrong. They're doing it wrong, you know. I mean,
now where on this whole mental game that we're talking about, where does, again, the inclusion of music,
okay,
and its positive effects in so many ways, let alone playing it yourself.
Okay, so dopamine, and you. I call it the 20-minute rule. If you sit at the piano for 15, 20 minutes, you don't have to do anything. Just sit there. But let's say you noodle around. Within 15, 20 minutes, the dopamine and the beta endorphins start coming out of your brain, and you get a sense of well-being. It doesn't matter what you play. It matters, only matters that you play. You could sit down there and make up your own stuff. You could sit down there, play free play, like Cecil Taylor. Cecil Taylor used to just sit there and, you know, go wild on the piano. And, you know, or you could just play Mary Had a Little Lamb, or you could play classical, or you could play pop. The whole idea is to just enjoy yourself. But the dopamine starts
to flow. What's new is the fact is there's now scientific evidence. It's things from MRI brain and other things. Not that, hey, I felt better. It's also that there's scientific evidence that these things make a difference. Yes?
Yes, for dementia, for autism, for aging, for
heals.
It's very healing. It's getting the oxygen in there, you know, and it was the same thing with the sports. See, I used to have a 20-minute clinic or a 20-minute warm-up for all athletes that a lot of the coaches and athletes didn't, oh, we don't have time for that. I would just warm up by running. But no, I used to have them do the stretching and the breathing, and then I used to do Jacobson total relaxation or yoga total relaxation, where they lie on their back, they breathe, and they just go into like a deep relaxation. That 20 minutes enabled the dopamine to flow.
Yes.
So psychologically,
again, the idea of preventing injury, Sonny, and enhanced performance at all level of sports, for coaches, for sports parents, athletes themselves. Give us again quickly the website people can find out about all of this.
Sonny'sPianoYoga.com. You know, and they can contact me through that. I can still, to this day, instantly improve anyone's sports performance, just like I can instantly teach anyone to play the piano or improve their piano performance.
One more time. What's the site, Sonny? Quickly.
SonnyPianoYoga.com.
Great. Sonny, hold on. Everybody, we'll be right back with the Sports Doctors in.
Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world, and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's the Sports Doctor in segment, and I want to give a little info shout-out here to our newest supporter, Bill Crawford, and the basic training MedX Fitness, for Scottsdale residents and visitors, the longtime health and fitness gym owners, Bill and Debbie Crawford, at the Basic Training MedX Fitness and Strength Training Center. Bill is a teammate of mine on the National Fitness Hall of Fame. He's also a Lifetime Achievement Award recipient, and he offers world-class personal training from superstars to grandmas. For decades, he's been a leader in fitness and wellness training with a state-of-the-art facility and internationally respected knowledge and consultations. He's one of the original facilities with Nautilus equipment and knowledge. Bill Crawford's Basic Training sets a high standard. Go to basictrainingscottsdale.com, basictrainingscottsdale.com. Preview of some upcoming guests on the Sports Doctors In segment and topics. Colleague of mine in podiatry, Dr. Ben Pearl, he hosts his own podcast special and talks a lot about electronic and magnetic healing, so he'll be joining me. Mary Lennon returns, is the founder of the U.S. Athletic Training Center in New York. She'll be returning the following week. The grandnephew of the sports guru, Jack LaLanne, Chris LaLanne, will be joining me. And then coming back, Joe Chura. He is the founder of Go Brewing, that superstar non-alcoholic beer company that's really been taking the world by storm. The whole idea will be celebrating with the both of them dry January. Some Dr. Bob wisdom. You know, my former late colleague, Dr. Jim Vickery, sports psychologist with Northwestern University, work on and off at the prison system, working with the White Sox. He called himself a performance enhancement consultant because the word psychology was like, what do you mean? What's wrong with me? And he got very involved in the world of youth sports, as I did, and was very involved with me on the radio in the 90s. And he always had some great pearls to share with sports parents. And his number one pearl for sports parents was not to be a critic. And he made a big deal out of this, to not be a critic, for parents not to be evaluating their children's performance on the way home in the car, let alone making hassles out of it. So he made a big deal, again, about back off. Don't be a critic. You want to be a supporter? Great.
be a good listener, share in their experience. And again, these are such important topics that we always include on the Sports Doctor. You got some emails here. Ellen says, my 12-year-old daughter is a serious figure skater 5-6 days a week. She's got these bumps inside her arches under the ankle. You know, it's a common area of irritation. Sometimes there's an accessory extra bone piece in that area, Ellen. We've had great success in the past with figure skating. Number one, have the boot fitter punch that area out so it's a little bit more room. Number two, see podiatry. Pay big attention to the role of orthotics. I've had great success with orthotics for this specific reason, stopping the rubbing of that area of the foot by proper alignment. Frank says, my 14-year-old daughter is a serious volleyball player. She's on a traveling team, and she's been dealing for 2 years with this jumper's knee tendonitis. And Frank, what I want to share with you is, as a podiatrist, 50% of the girl athletes I see have knee problems as a foot specialist. And volleyball is famous with all that jumping. It's so athletic. And we've had great success when we added orthotics. Many times, if the young girl's feet don't hurt, it's ignored. All the attention is with knees, including surgery. So if you haven't included with the physical therapy, the strengthening, the ruling out of acute injury, we've had great success adding orthotics from the Olympic level on down. Gail says, you've been on the radio 40 years, question mark? You know, yes, back in the late 70s when I first met the late, great sports therapist, Bob Guida, who was already an ex-Mr. America, Mr. Universe, but he was a sports therapist, and he would see great athletes on the Bears, on the Cubs, on the White Sox, internationally, the John McEnroes, the Jimmy Connors in tennis, Tracy Austin's, Walter Payton's, and he had a tremendous respect for the role of the foot. This is why we got so involved as podiatry and sports podiatry on that side of things. And he also had a contact. It was in a little town in Carroll Stream, Illinois, WKCD. And we started showing up once a week on the radio, never turned back. Live radio, having an opportunity to deal with so many different topics. Again, the Sports Doctor deals with so many areas besides sports. Again, whether it's coaching, parenting, all of these areas. My new website, everybody, thesportsdoctorradio.com. Check it out. Participate. You send me an email on that site, you can find out how. We'll include you sometimes in these emails. Happy New Year, everybody. We've had some repeat shows the last couple of weeks. And hey, see you next week. It's the Sports Doctor. Thank you.